time for the Cubs postgame show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by Gold Coast Bank, Menards, The Village of New Lenox, Hills Brothers Coffee, Mr. and Mrs. T, Fiery Pepper Bloody Mary Mix, and Nuveen. And now your host, Mark Grody.
So the bags are packed. 1-2 now is the count to Miguel Montero. Jeff Locke with the pitch to him, and there is a shot into left field. Base hit, and the Cubs win the game. Chris Bryant touches the plate, and the party is on at Wrigley Field. The Cubs beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-7 in 13 innings, and they are bouncing around the room here at Wrigley Field.
And we are bouncing here in the broadcast booth at Wrigley Field following the Cubs' 8-7 dramatic 13-inning victory. You heard Mark's call. It ends a five-hour and three-minute marathon, but it all ends well for the Chicago Cubs tonight. Welcome into the postgame show. Jordan Bernfield with you, and Ron Coomer joins me. And Coom, this is a wild game. Obviously, there's so many different things, so many different angles we could go with in this game. But for me, while Miguel Montero did get the game-winning hit and deserves a ton of credit for it, I think the storyline in that 13th inning was redemption for Anthony Rizzo. A couple of times earlier in this game, he had RBI chances to win it. He could not do it. Then comes through with a game-tying single, and Miguel Montero wins it for the Cubs.
Yeah, it's one of those ball games that, you know, you have your chances. Both teams had their chances, couldn't get it done. And as you said, for Anthony, he hits the ball right down the line, and Rodriguez, you know, makes a play, turns it into a double play. There's a fly ball to left. It turns into a double play and a great throw by Marte. So, there were a lot of chances. But at the end of the day, what you talk about and what you think about is the will to want to win. And everybody playing the game full tilt and not giving up. You know, the Cubs gave up one run, but there was bases loaded and nobody out in that top of the 13th. And they only give up one run in that inning. And, you know, Rob Zastrzyzny does his job only giving up one run, keeping the game close, and then Anthony with the big hit, as you said. So, to me, I look at it, and I look at a whole bunch of guys contributing, and one big group, I mean, think about the home run by Jorge Soler, you know, in the eighth inning. There are a lot of plays in this game in 5 hours and 3 minutes that we could look at, Jordan, but welcome to the booth, buddy. How did you like your day here in the booth? And you get a little five-hour and three-minute game.
You know, I really wanted to be here, and I didn't want to leave. And I think the Cubs knew that, so they gave us a five-hour and three-minute game.
Well,
so
congratulations.
thanks for having me in here tonight. It's been an absolute blast. And the Cubs obviously get a very exciting win. And with that victory tonight, the 8-7 win, they are now 36 games over 500 once again at 83-47. The Pirates are 67-62. And Ron, you talked about the will to win. This Pirates team is trying to fight for a wild card spot right now. Every game for them is of critical importance because the Cubs came into tonight with a 14-game lead in the Central. Let's be honest, they didn't have to win this game. The Pirates need these games, but it says so much about the Cubs that they just kept coming back. They're down three runs. Wilson Contreras hits the two-run homer in the eighth inning. You mentioned Jorge Soler coming up to the plate, taking two vicious swings before cracking the home run to tie the game. And then even after they give up the lead, after multiple opportunities to win it, they come back to win it tonight. I think this is one of the signature wins of the year.
Yeah, it really is. There's no doubt. You know what, to me, Jordan, as a player, as a Major League Baseball player, I really like the way this game, you know, there were some mistakes, there were some things that happened. But when you talk about two teams, the Pirates have traded away some core players, and they're still grinding away trying to win and stay in a playoff race. The Cubs have a huge lead in their division, and they're still grinding away. So what you're really looking at is two really good teams that play with a lot of pride that, you know, the Pirates had 98 wins last year, and they're still looking at playoff baseball. Other teams and other, you know, teams may have given up on the Pirates because of the trades. I don't think Clint Hurdle and the Pirates have given up on themselves.
They didn't. They had won four in a row coming into this game. They were trying to win five straight games, and now they're a game and a half out of the wild card as we stand tonight. there are plenty of heroes in this game. We talked about Anthony Rizzo coming through in the 13th after failing to come through twice earlier in the game. Miguel Montero with his third career walk-off hit to win this game. You mentioned Rob Zastrzyzny, who loads the bases with nobody out but manages to get out of it with one inning of work. And you think about, too, that Jake Arrieta typically is going to pitch pretty deep into a game, was not really able to do it, did get into the seventh tonight, but the number of guys that came out of this bullpen, Ron, and were able to come through with quality performances. I mean, you talk about Spencer Patton throwing a scoreless inning, Felix Pena, Aroldis Chapman, Trevor Cahill, Justin Grimm. I mean, you go down the line, the bullpen got the job done.
Yeah, they really did. It was a team effort today. The bullpen did their job, and you know, you just grind it out. You just keep playing the game hard, and there's no quit in a Chicago Cubs team. It's really just fun to watch. When this inning started and Fowler got the base hit, you're like, here we go. Something's going to happen, and sure enough, it did, and the Cubs end up winning.
Well, you knew that the Cubs weren't going to go out with a whimper. The way that this game went, you just figured that there was going to be something happening in the bottom of the 13th inning. So before we let you go, Ron, because you're a warrior, you guys I know got back real late last night, so I'll let you go. Kyle Hendricks has to, what, throw a complete game tomorrow night? I guess tonight. It's already 12:30 in the morning.
You know what? The bullpen should be okay. I wouldn't say great, but at least okay because, you know, Chapman only threw one inning. He had short pitch count in today's ball game. So I would think Grimmer had a very short pitch count also. I think he only threw 9 pitches in his outing today. So there'll be some guys that'll be shut down tomorrow, but there's a few guys that will be able to go tomorrow for sure.
Get some rest, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
That sounds good. Thanks, York.
All right, that's Ron Coomer joining us on the postgame show. Joe Madden just spoke to the media. It's time to hear his comments. They're sponsored by Sherwin-Williams for expert advice you can't find anywhere else. Ask Sherwin-Williams and by Champion Roofing. Don't trust your roof to anyone other than a champion. ChampionRoofing.com. Here's the manager.